Is it significant that we now have a new term that refers to the average person, normies, and that term has a diminutive ending? I don't think that's happened in the past. At least, I can't think of another instance, and I can't find one on the internet, either. Language is created and managed by ordinary people, and ordinary people usually refer to themselves with respect. A couple of references I found actually labeled the term normie as a pejorative. I suspect that the Deep State Language Control Department is not thrilled with this development. Or maybe they're not that smart. Authoritarians have a very poor track record at identifying the real threats to their system. They think if it's not armed and dangerous, it's not significant. The term normie deprecates people who believe deep state propaganda. I'll be looking for countermeasures from the authoritarians. I also suspect that the use of the term normie is connected with the worldwide libertarian uprising that the authoritarians are so vigorously trying to suppress. As George Bush the Younger famously said, if you support a terrorist, then you are a terrorist. The normies support the top terrorist organization on planet Earth, the U.S. government. The normies are terrorists, but they don't consciously realize they're terrorists. That creates cognitive dissonance in the society, which may be why we're now using the word normie. Possibly the normie connotative shift has happened because the normies are no longer normal. The normies may be becoming a minority. If that's true, should we be calling them abnormies? Personally, I don't use the word normie. I have a lot of respect for the power, wealth, and wisdom of the common people. The common people are learning the power of telling it like it really is. And the internet is providing the people with massive doses of disillusionment. The authoritarians will build their palaces and fade away. The people will shrug off tyranny and continue to have a life. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.